The Hot FM main news.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines. Auditor General's report reveals that weaknesses in 2024 CDF management. CSPR urges government to clarify post-ECF financing amidst incomplete debt restructuring. And in international news, Trump named envoy to Greenland, sparking fresh row with Denmark.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The latest Auditor General's report on the 2024 Constituency Development Fund audit has highlighted weaknesses in the management and utilization of the fund, undermining its meaningful social and economic benefits to communities nationwide. Acting Auditor General Dr. Ron Mwambwa has noted that the report reveals the general non-enforcement of CDF guidelines, leading to systemic challenges such as weak budget utilization and fund management, causing delayed project implementation and the accumulation of unspent funds at the end of the financial year. Dr. Mwambwa has further observed the misapplication of youth and women empowerment grants, with some beneficiaries diverting funds to unauthorized activities, reducing the intended impact of empowerment programs and weakening public confidence in CDF interventions. He also cites weak bursary management, including cases where beneficiaries failed to report to learning institutions after payments were made, and the funding of non-skills courses contrary to CDF guidelines, undermining efforts to enhance skills development and youth participation in the labor market. Dr. Mwambwa has emphasized that addressing these issues is critical to safeguarding public resources and ensuring that the Constituency Development Fund delivers tangible and sustainable benefits to communities across the country. This is according to a statement issued by Office of the Auditor General's Head of Public Relations, Ellen Chikale. The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction has urged government to provide clear policy direction on post-extended credit facility financing, warning that Zambia has debt restructuring with private creditors and risks reversing the gains made under the IMF-supported program. This follows a staff-level agreement between the IMF and government on the sixth and final ECF review, a final disbursement of SDR 138.9 million, which is equivalent to $190 million, will bring total program funds to approximately $1.7 billion since August 2022, with the ECF concluding on 30th January 2026. CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukelebai has acknowledged that the final review confirms a significant progress in restoring macroeconomic stability despite domestic and external challenges, including drought and global trade uncertainties. However, she has cautioned that poverty and inequality remain high, stressing the need to strengthen social protection systems to meet poverty reduction targets under the 8th National Development Plan, while also calling for strict adherence to the debt management strategy, transparency in post-ECF financing, and accelerated structural reforms.
We remain deeply concerned about the growing recourse to commercial and non-concessional borrowing from the domestic market, including some concessions given to investors in certain key sectors like mining during the ECF program implementation period. These actions risk undermining the assumptions underpinning the debt sustainability analysis, which explicitly relies on continued restraints to concessional financing in the medium term and increased domestic revenue mobilization. The conclusion of the ECF removes an important external anchor, thereby increasing the risk of policy slippage and renewed debt accumulation, which we call on the government to effectively manage.
Zambia High Commissioner to Malawi, Colonel Panji Kaunda, has called on youth to take center stage in leadership following Zambia's recently amended constitution, which guarantees representation for youth, women and persons with disabilities. Speaking at the official opening of the Seventh-day Adventist Youth Ministry's Youth and Life Program in Malawi, Colonel Kaunda has emphasized the importance of youth embracing the new constitutional changes. He has noted that many of the current political leaders in Zambia are aging, underscoring the importance of grooming young leaders to take over in the future. Colonel Kaunda has also challenged youth to remain spiritual and seek God's guidance as they prepare to play a central role in the evolving political landscape.
Now with the new changes in our constitution, those trees have matured. So really help the youth now take on the challenge that the country has given us. Because if you look at me, I'm almost in my sunset. So somebody from behind must take over from us. So really it's not for us, for the government to say do this or that, but for you guys, for the youth, to come forward and drive this nation together forward. Because without you, there's no nation. So really it's an honor to see that youngsters are not only involved in political matters, but on spiritual matters. Because with that spiritual strength, the country's yours. So really I'm happy that you have invited.
The Technical Education, Vocational and Entrepreneurship Training Authority has signed employer-based training and human resource development contracts with 4 training institutions and 17 companies from various sectors. Speaking during the signing ceremony, Teveta Board Chairperson Ngoza Nkwabilo said 4.4 million kwacha has been invested in human resource development to address institutional skills gaps through the signed contracts. She has added that more than 110 lecturers are expected to benefit from capacity building initiatives. Mrs. Nkwabilo has further revealed that 5.9 million kwacha has been set aside under the employer-based training financing stream, through which the 4 training providers have partnered with 17 employers to upskill and reskill over 718 employees.
Human resources development investment remains a critical pillar in improving the quality, relevance and responsiveness of the private sector workforce. Through HRD, we aim to strengthen continuing professional development for trainers and instructors so that they remain current, industry aligned and capable of producing a competent and employable workforce.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
A total of 95.63% of farmers under the Farmer Input Support Program in Central Province have redeemed their inputs during the current planting window, representing 155,601 farmers. In a statement, Central Province Principal Public Relations Officer Tobias Piri said 99.1% of the 162,711 farmers registered on the program across the province have made their deposits, translating to 161,265 deposits. Mr. Piri said Chitambo District has recorded an impressive 100% deposit and redemption rate, followed by Serenje and Mukushi districts, which have both achieved 100% deposits and redemption rates of 99.84% and 98.17% respectively. He has added that redemption levels stand at 98.2% in Ngabwe, 97.2% in Shibuyunji, 97.9% in Chisamba, and 95.4% in Kabwe. Mr. Piri has further noted that Luano and Mombwa districts have recorded redemption rates of 94.9%. Kapiri Mposhi stands at 94.3%, while Chibombo has the lowest redemption rate at 88.5%.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Donald Trump has sparked a renewed disagreement with Denmark after appointing a special envoy to Greenland, the Arctic island he has said he would like to annex. Trump announced on Sunday that Jeff Landry, the Republican governor of Louisiana, would become the U.S.'s special envoy to Greenland, a semi-autonomous part of the Kingdom of Denmark. Writing on social media, the U.S. President Ted Landry understood how essential Greenland is to national security and would advance U.S. interests. The BBC has more. Denmark.